friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Olivia, Avery, and Everest. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And guess what? All the way at the end, after the story, I'm going to do some kid shoutouts, so make sure you listened all the way to the end. Well, my friends, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Ready, set, go! Olivia, Avery, and Everest were all playing hide and seek, and it was Olivia's turn to be the seeker. Do you like to be the hider or the seeker when you play? I like to do both, but I think I like to hide the most. I'm a really good hider. And Olivia was trying her very best to find Avery and Everest. And their kitties were outside too. Mootsie and Tootsie were both laying in the grass, watching these three crazy kids running around. And all of a sudden, Olivia finally found her first hider. Everest, I see you behind that bush over there. Oh, man, said Everest. As he came walking out from behind the bush, they heard some big sounds nearby. Whoa, what was that sound? Oh, I think that's like the neighbors. I think they're doing some construction over there, said Olivia. Avery, we're gonna find you, Olivia shouted. And again, one more time, there was a big boom from the construction nearby. And I think that sound scared Mootsie and Tootsie because they just both went running as fast as they could. Oh, Avery, is that you under there? Olivia was laying down on her hands and knees, and there Avery was. She had crawled underneath a bush. She was like inside of it. Wow, great hiding spot, Avery. Oh, I can't believe you found me, but I'm kind of glad to get out of here. Avery crawled out from under there and brushed off all the dirt and leaves that had stuck onto her clothes. Mootsie, Tootsie, where are you? Avery shouted. Oh, I think they took off running when they heard that big sound, said Everest.
Meow, meow.
Wait, it's coming from up in that tree. Look at that. Uh-oh, Mootsie and Tootsie, their two kitties, had gotten so scared from those big noises, they just ran straight up a big tree. Oh no, you guys gotta get down from there, shouted Everest. But Mootsie and Tootsie were way up too high for them to climb up and get them, and probably too high for them to come down. They were stuck, and they were scared. Oh no, what are we gonna do? Said Avery. Olivia began to think. All right, we've gotta rescue them. We've gotta find out a way. We've gotta build something to get up there, or I don't know. Everest, do you have any ideas? We could get some rope, maybe throw it over a branch and tie on some kind of like crate or box and like hoist it up there, and maybe the cats could jump in. That's actually a really good idea, Everest. Olivia and Avery were both impressed with that really creative idea. All right, well, let's start building. The three of them started to work together to build a sturdy box that, you know, wouldn't fall apart and could hold the weight of both Mootsie and Tootsie. It took them about 15 minutes to build this box, and it was beautiful. It was the perfect box for this job. And they also needed to find some long rope so that they could throw it over that tall branch to hoist it up. Here's some. Olivia found some way back in the corner of their backyard, kind of covered in some dirt, but they cleaned off the rope so that it would definitely be able to do the job. They tied the rope onto the box and threw it over the branch that was next to where the kitties were. And then they
carefully hoisted up the box towards where the cats were.
All right, Mootsie and Tootsie, just hop on in there.
They're not jumping in, said Avery.
The box was sitting right in front of Mootsie and Tootsie, but it was not working.
What are we gonna do? They're not jumping in. I think they're too scared.
What if we try and put their treats in the box?
That'll definitely work. They lowered the box back down to the ground and put some treats. Their cats love these little circle treats, and they put them inside the box and hoisted it back up. And Mootsie was very quick. Mootsie really liked treats and jumped right into the box. But Tootsie was too scared. They lowered the box back down and Mootsie was saved.
Mootsie!
Olivia held on to Mootsie very tightly. But Tootsie was still up there.
All right, treats didn't work. The box didn't work.
Everest, I think we're going to have to go to Plan B.
Wait, Plan B? Like, are you talking about what I think you're talking about?
Yes, said Avery.
You see, I haven't told you guys, but they have this magical place in their backyard.
There's a tree back there with a big hole. It's a hollow tree that you can kind of like crawl inside of. And
legend has it that if you need something and you crawl into this hollow tree, that you can transform into another creature for a little bit.
And so Avery had an idea that maybe she could crawl in and transform into something that could climb the tree, like maybe a monkey, and climb up and help Tootsie to get down, because monkeys are really good at climbing trees. So Avery slowly crawled into the tree, and instantly, poof, she turned into a spider monkey.
Wow, that's so cool that actually works, said Olivia and Everest.
Avery, who is now a spider monkey, started to climb up the tree very slowly. Tootsie was, I think that freaked Tootsie out a little bit. Seeing a monkey start to crawl up to her, Tootsie started to jump to an even higher branch. But don't worry, Avery the spider monkey was a very good tree climber. She got there very quickly and held on to Tootsie and slowly went down the tree.
Tootsie was saved!
Whew, that was a close one, said Avery. I thought she was going to go all the way to the top. Avery crawled back into the hollow tree and she turned back into a kid. And that was the crazy day that Olivia, Avery, and Everest almost got their kitties stuck in the tree, but good thing that they saved the day. The end.
Wow, you listened all the way to the end. And you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Joshua and Samuel from Tennessee, Sebastian from Royal Oak, Michigan, Francisca from Colorado, Lincoln from Ferndale, Michigan, and Beatrice, Louisa, and Oscar from Philadelphia. I'm so glad that you're all on our Kid Short Stories family and on our Undercovers team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, my friends, I am so excited for our next adventure. Guess what? There's so many more stories. I'll see you on the next one. Bye.